Start with the beginner's mind, forgetting everything you know about meditation. Let go of all concepts and expectations each time you sit, and investigate freshly into this moment. There is a body here breathing. Discover it. Inhabit it with consciousness. And simply feel the pulsation of expansion and contraction throughout the body. Notice the connections between body, mind, and breath. Let go of all concepts and observe the raw sensations. The field of changing phenomena. Observe the field of change directly, free of concepts. The eyes are either closed or half open, gazing softly towards the nose, not focusing on anything. Widen the aperture of the mind to observe the expansion and contraction of the breath throughout the entire body, not missing any sensation, no matter how subtle. You might be able to observe the field of expansion and contraction, penetrating into every cell of your body. Or you might not. Just observe reality as it actually is. Don't try to make anything happen or imagine something that is not there. If you experience pain, then observe the pain without resistance, without complaining, without preference. Maybe there are challenging feelings like worry, sadness, anger, that are present in the body. Maybe there are blissful sensations, joy, peace, love, or maybe there's a free flow of energy. Don't get attached to anything. Don't judge blissful sensations as good and painful sensations as bad. The practice is to be equanimous with what is. The more you cling to any sensation, thought, or feeling, the more energy you send to the ego structure, which is nothing more than a collection of preferences, attachments to one thing or another. Equanimity is what you're cultivating. Being okay with what is. Accepting reality as it is, moment by moment. Have a complete experience of whatever is arising, penetrating to the subtlest sensory level possible, letting go of any concepts or stories or filtering of the mind. Come to the inner energy like a baby to its mother, surrendered, open-hearted, genuine, innocent. This inner energy is love, You surrender yourself to this love. Let it move inside of you. Let it open you. Let it circulate, purify you, rewire you. When you let go of reactions to pain and pleasure, when you let go of preferences and concepts around the sensations, you may feel the energy building at any one of the energy centers in the body. For example, you may be starting to feel a magnetic pull at the third eye area in the forehead and deep inside the head at the top of the spine in the pineal area, or maybe in the heart area, or in the belly below the navel. If you feel a magnetic pull, let your attention be naturally drawn to that area. The attention will naturally be drawn to areas of increased energy, increased aliveness. This aliveness is beyond pain and pleasure. This is not the same as fixating on a particular pain or pleasure that's arising. It is choicelessly letting the mind be drawn to areas of inner aliveness, which may be experienced as waves, tingling, bubbles, brightness, openings, lightness, or fullness. You don't need to know what to do with this inner energy. Not knowing is the entry point to letting go of egoic control, to realizing a level of being that's beyond the limited mind. It's about humbling the limited self, humbling the knower, which gives entry into the inner world, into the primordial essence. Allow yourself to become completely absorbed into the energy, letting go of any sense of inner and outer. Beyond the subtle realm of inner energy is something unfathomable. When you let go of you, there is a collapse of all duality, a collapse of inner and outer. Inner and outer, self and other, subject and object. These are all created by the limited mind. As long as these dualities exist, there is an appearance of a limited me in a separate world. Notice if your mind is creating a spatial sense of self. Where are you? Are you someone in a brain looking down? Or is it possible to inhabit the energy directly as awareness? You can become so intimate with this field of change that you disappear into it. Or you could say you wake up as it. As meditation deepens, we are actually becoming aware of the awareness that is already inherent within the sensations of the body. We are becoming aware of awareness, the awareness that is inherent within all changing phenomena. That presence and that resonance are not one, not two.